It's been far too long since I recorded a podcast. And maybe it's because I've had a lot of ideas in my head. I just didn't want to put them down. Maybe it's because my mind sometimes drifts to places that I think might be too negative, and I'm venting. Maybe it's because I felt out of it. I feel behind, that I haven't been keeping up with technology as much as I should. I haven't been staying relevant. My focus lately has been more on relationships and mindset. And I think that's a good thing. It's just harder to talk about. It's harder to feel that you're relevant. I just read a lot and reflect on it by myself. But I forget that reflecting with people is more important. I was hoping that today I'd get to go to Michigan Virtual's day camp. I saw a lot of my Mish-Ed friends were there, but because during the summer I can't always go to the conferences I want to because I have three wonderful kids and they need my time too. My wife works at GM and my 14-year-old and two 9-year-olds need somebody around, especially when the 14-year-old is at football camp in the mornings. So, but then I remembered today that I could follow along. There's a hashtag for the event, Day Camp. I think Day Camp 18. And I saw all the wonderfulness that my friends and colleagues were tweeting. And most of the ideas were about mindset, which is where my mind has been going. So I guess it's inspiring me to get more active again, pull myself back off the island and make sure that I'm not in a silo and I'm connected. I think all of us teachers sometimes have this ability to pull back and be by ourselves and be private and close the door. And I don't think that's what's best for teaching. It's non-reflective. It's more, I'm just going to go with my game plan. And what I saw people talking about was giving the power over to students, changing the mindset, and being more reflective and collaborative from the tweets today. And I think that's the key, and I think that's what's been missing. I've not been writing as much. I've sort of been mulling and trying to deal with, you know, the harsh realities of the hard work that needs to be done instead of remembering that it's not as hard if I let many hands do the lifting. It's not as hard as we open the doors and communicate with each other. So as the second half of summer winds down for me, since I'm in Michigan, we don't go back to school till September. I'm going to try to be more active, get to writing again, thinking again, and being positive again, because teaching is a wonderful job. If you remember, it's a wonderful job. Because you get to see people learn something new for the first time, experience something new for the first time. And we shouldn't get frustrated with the data. We should get excited about the opportunity to influence and change and just be beside people as they experience something completely new for the first time. So please reflect on your own practice, and instead of worrying about the data and worrying about the heavy lifting that we do have to do, focus on the new, the powerful, the excitement that teaching is for this new year that's coming ahead of us. Stay curious, my friends, and have an awesome end of July and beginning of August.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.